Hi, everybody. I'm Bob Wolf. This is the Westchester Scholastic Sports Award program presented by Con Edison Company. Winston and Britton from the Hackley School is our winner. A superb athlete, great student, outstanding personality. And when you hear his record, you can say this guy is really something. In fact, there's nobody better to present it, particularly with my laryngitis voice that I've got, than Jason Edwards, who was the athletic director, done a great job at Hackley. And Jason was the one who put down on a few sheets of paper some of the great things that Winston Britton has done. And there's no better way to present it than with his last game that he played. Well, let's have Jason come up. Jason, step up, if you will, to the microphone.
Yeah, Winston had an outstanding game this past weekend. Hackley School went into the game undefeated during the season, and we played Montclair Kimberly Academy, who is part of our league, who has not been defeated within the league in over 2 years. Winston had an exceptional day. He had over 100 yards rushing. He had over 30 yards receiving. He even had 20 yards passing. But what really sealed the deal for the Hornets was his defensive play. Winston had an interception return for a touchdown of 99 yards. And then he had the game-winning interception return for a touchdown of 65 yards. That gave Hackley School its seventh undefeated season in its 116-year history and its second league championship within the Metropolitan Independent Football League.
Amazing record. And you beat Montclair Kimberly Academy 41-40. Must have been a tremendous game to watch.
I unfortunately was at open house, but we were lucky enough to have a live stream of the game, and if anybody would care to see it, I'm more than happy to share it, because the second half was probably the best football game that I've ever witnessed.
And that's some accolade. Well, Winston, first of all, give me your height and weight.
I am 5'10", 5 feet 10 inches, and 168 pounds.
And you believe that you're as outstanding as a defensive back as an offensive one. So when you go on to college and you'll be recruited by all the top schools, would you prefer to be offense or defense?
I have no preference. I just want to contribute to the team and have a positive impact, whether it's being a leader or just simply tapping a player on his back. And whether it's offense or defense, I'm definitely going to contribute with my passion and will to do well on the field.
Now, what other sports have you played?
I played basketball. Well, I used to play basketball. I run indoor track and spring outdoor track. And also play football and used to play baseball when I was younger.
Now, of the sports that you have played, is the one that you believe you have the most talent in, or is it about equal for them all?
I'd have to say football is the sport that I think others could say I have the most talent in. I think overall there's room for improvement all the time, and I can definitely achieve, and football is definitely the sport that I have most talent in.
Now, do you come from an athletic family?
Yes, I do.
Tell me about them.
My mother played soccer in high school. My father was inducted into the Union Hall of Fame for football and winter indoor track. And my sister also played sports in high school, whether it was cross country, softball, and basketball.
Did mom and dad from the beginning start out to see how far you could go athletically?
Yes, they wanted me to play it for recreation. They never placed a large significance on sports. It was always about academics. I kind of put that competitive drive within myself. I always have fun playing sports, but I just always wanted to excel. And I wanted to play more than just for fun. I wanted to play to win and create bonds and relationships that will last for a lifetime.
The fine things that have been written about you show that you spend a lot of time also with teammates with other youngsters, helping them along. Tell me how you have this particular passion to do that, and how often do you do it?
I personally, one of the most important aspects to the game is teamwork, more so than my own achievements. It always goes back to the team. I owe it all to my teammates, and this teamwork and friendships you create on the football team is way better than the actual winning or losing of any game, because some of those friendships and bonds you create will last a lifetime. And whether it's giving back to my community, I've been a CYO basketball volunteer for a coach. I've coached a few practices, and I've also was a football clinic counselor this summer. So I'm always looking for ways to share my passion of the sport of football, or any sport it is, and share it with the younger children and also my teammates, and being a good friend and leader.
5'10", 168, certainly plenty of weight and height, but you'll be up against some guys who are larger than that on the college ranks. Will that have an influence on what position you'll play?
Yes, definitely. On the offensive side, a few coaches have told me they would prefer a 6 foot or a taller wide receiver, but I could easily play a slot. But defensively, my size is better at that spot, and it's not so much about the size of the lion or tiger, but the heart of the lion or tiger. And I definitely won't let my size be restrictive of how I do.
What would you think is your main attribute? Is it your speed, your shiftiness? You have good hands for catching, but what do you depend upon the most to get all that yards behind you, rushing or receiving?
I'd have to say it's a share between all of them. My shiftiness and elusiveness is definitely one of the things that I've been told that I'm well with. It's more of just instinct, and you can't really think about the things that go on. I just let it happen. But my ability to be instinctive on the field is why I think I am able to have all those yards.
Coach Burke, I want to ask you a little bit about this. First of all, you're a football player as well, am I correct?
That is correct, yes.
You also played lacrosse?
I played lacrosse through the collegiate level at Fairfield University.
Mm-hmm. Now, your first game or your last game, was there something that you distinguished yourself in that? Did you have a big game, an interception or something?
In my own playing career?
Yeah.
I was certainly not nearly as talented as Mr. Winston Britton here, but I certainly had a similar passion for the game, tried to learn as much as I could about the game to raise my ability on the field with combining the academic side of the game.
And Jason, you mentioned some particular game that the coach was in that stands out in your memory.
With Winston, you know, when Winston entered Hackley School in grade 9, he started as a defensive back for us on the varsity team that year. And in his first game as a freshman, he had an interception return for a touchdown and a reception for a touchdown, which is very uncommon for most ninth graders. So he bookended his career at Hackley School with some pretty amazing statistics.
And now tell me about the personality part. You say that everybody he's around seems to flock to him as a natural leader.
Well, I think one of the best things that Winston has is his personality. He's always got a smile on his face. He's somebody that everybody really looks up to and respects. And his honesty, it's just superb. You know, we're very fortunate that we've had the opportunity to give Winston his education, but also we've seen what he's given back, and it's not just on the athletics fields. It's in the classroom. It's in the hallways. You know, he's a very respected member of the Hackley School community.
So what will you do team-wise when he leaves next year? Coach?
Thankfully, we have a great core of sophomore and juniors coming back, and we return the entire offensive and defensive line, as well as two superb junior running backs. So we will certainly miss Winston on the team, but part of his legacy will be that kids are going to want to do as well or better than he did, and they're going to try and live up to the tradition set by Winston along with the other graduating seniors.
What are some of the honors or awards that he's come up with this year?
During the preseason, Winston was honored as Super 11, which recognizes the top 11 football players in the area. And as well as that, he's been recognized by News 12 Varsity as one of the players of the week, especially in his accolades and in his final games. They noted him as the MVP in a championship game. And, you know, when you have a kid like Winston, sometimes you keep it simple and just let him touch the ball as many times as possible. So he ran, he threw, he received passes, and then he also made his mark on the defensive side of the field. He also returned punts and returned kicks. So it's fair to say that Winston was involved in pretty much every play in our final game.
So he has great hands and quick feet, is that it?
Absolutely. That's not all, but he certainly does have great hands and quick feet. And a lot of kids get tired and start to lag in big games like that. But, you know, his biggest play came with just 3 minutes left in the game. After playing nearly every down, he still had the energy to not only make a great play, but also finish the play with a 65-yard run back for the go-ahead touchdown.
We're speaking about Winston Britton of the Hackley School. They've just had a great season, and he's been the big star. Winston, we say you also have done wonderful in grades. Mom and Dad, do they insist on that as well?
Yes, they do. They make sure they encourage me to do well in the academic side of school. They never allow me to get sidetracked or even distracted by whether it's sports or just my social life. So they definitely are a part of why I do well academically.
And what do you plan to study in college?
I would like to double major in political science and economics.
Well, during our last couple of minutes, Jason Edwards, outstanding in the academic and athletic field. Jason, you're losing by graduation the services of Winston Britton, but how would you sum up his career at Hackley?
Well, we as I said before, Winston's a three-sport athlete, and what he's done on the fields, courts, or on the track have been remarkable. He's a difference maker, is what I call him, in every sport that he partakes in. He's an All-American in track and field. He was an All-State football player last year as a junior. He received a nice award as a basketball player for being able to play both ways, you know, offensively and defensively. You know, we're going to miss him, and but we are certainly glad that Hackley School was his home for the last 4 years, and that he's going on to a very respectable college and continuing his athletic career, which is some of our top goals.
If the last game is the one 41-40 and you personally carry the team to the victory, do you feel, Winston, that's a good way to end your career at Hackley?
Well, it was a team effort, and I'm glad that I was able to make a significant play to change the game. And I've always wanted to leave a mark at a school that whatever school I attend. And I think that game and sealing the win as a team and just winning a league championship and being the seventh team to go undefeated is quite a mark. And I definitely say it's the way I wanted to end my career at Hackley, with my team and having a team winning the league championship with the new coaching staff.
Well, we certainly congratulate you. You've done it all as a scholar, as a football player, as a track man, basketball. All in all, you've certainly won over the school, all the people in the area there who kept rooting for you. And on the record, nobody has had a finer year at a local college or school. So remember all the names now here. Winston Britton of Hackley School. The AD is Jason Edwards. Coach is Simon Burke. And I'll be back next week for another Con Ed Sports Award winner.